What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to my podcast. I'm so excited for today's episode, and thank you guys so much for listening to all my podcasts about everything, all of the truths that I've accumulated throughout my life and that I've been able to embody, and just all of the thoughts that I have, literally Victoria's thoughts. And I'm so glad that it's able to transform so many women, and it just makes my heart so happy and full to feel like in my purpose and to serve you guys. So I love you guys so much, and yeah, I just wanted to start with that. And then also, you guys can follow my TikTok, and likely by the time this has dropped, you can follow my YouTube. I plan on posting my YouTube video on Saturday, which is the same day this is going to drop, the 12th. But if it hasn't dropped yet, you guys can still follow that channel or subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's the same. It's Victoria Duvall. It has my little icon that is the same on all of my channels, on my TikTok, my Instagram, and my podcast. I have the same little picture in my, what is that called? Like your little profile picture or something, your little avatar icon or something. I don't know. So that's how you can find me. But it's Victoria Duvall, and you can subscribe to my YouTube channel. I think my only subscriber right now is my boyfriend, Jeremiah. But and you can also book coaching sessions with me. I know that a lot of women send me DMs in my Instagram, but I don't do DM advice. I just don't. I get too many DMs, and it's really mentally draining for me, which is why I offer coaching, because I can sit down and go into a session, a coaching session for an hour, and really like invest my time in one person over a long period of time. Oh, oops, my notifications are not off. One second. Sorry. Anyway, so I don't do advice in my DMs, but you can book a coaching session with me. You can do an individual or a package, and we can work on getting you into the most embodied version of yourself. And really all that is peeling back all the layers of who you aren't, so that who you really are inside, this embodied person, this embodied feminine and masculine person, can shine and be in their truth. But first, you have to pull back all of the layers that you have accumulated through trauma and fear and societal conditioning and disconnection from self and all of that. So I go into that in my coaching sessions. So without further ado, let's go into today's episode. So today we're going to be talking about not feeling shame for your past sexual experiences, really releasing that shame, feeling it, and alchemizing it and standing in your power. So I had girls message me, a friend of mine, she texted me, this was maybe like 6 months ago, and she had said, you know, my body count is, you know, in the 20s or whatever, and which is totally normal and totally fine. And she had, but because she had not, she wasn't in her power in herself, and she was shaming herself, she felt that that made her less valuable. And I've had a lot of women, even actually this episode was inspired, and I hope that the girl who asked me this is listening, in one of my Ask Me a Questions on my Instagram story the other day, and someone said, like, how do I let go of shame from past sexual experiences? The first step to letting go of shame from your past sexual experiences is to sit with and feel and hold that version of yourself that had those experiences. the issue with a lot of women's sexual experiences, or the difference, might I alter that, not issue, but the difference between men and women's sexual experiences, a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times, is that women's, because of the patriarchy, because of the way that men are completely not masculine anymore, they're not in their divine masculine, they're totally disconnected from themselves. So when women look back on a lot of their sexual experiences, a lot of them were riddled with pain, and, you know, you were mistreated, you were disrespected, you were treated without, you know, without being cherished, you were touched without being cherished, you were touched without being respected, you maybe allowed things that you would not now allow because you didn't know your worth back then, or, you know, maybe something happened to you that you didn't have control over, or, but yeah, a lot of women have these very painful past when you talk about sexuality. Versus men, the only thing that men have to say really a lot of times is like, you know, I didn't feel connected, but, you know, overall my experiences, they weren't bad. I didn't experience any pain. I didn't experience any, you know, any trauma. They actually do experience trauma, but they're not recognizing their trauma. Like, nobody imparted pain onto them. Nobody disrespected them. Nobody, you know, shamed them. Nobody sexually violated them. Nobody sexually assaulted them. So there's a massive difference with the way that women have to, because of the way that men are being raised and being socialized, that women are dealing with the consequences of that, where we have these experiences where we're not treated well, and we internalize that. And I'm going to give an example. So in my life, I had one sexual experience that it felt like I could never get over it. And it's crazy because it was just this guy who had done, like, had, he really didn't respect me, and he was really rude to me. And I had a sexual experience with him that I really didn't want to have, but I allowed it anyway, and he really didn't see me, he didn't respect me, he made rude remarks to me before and after, and I just felt so much shame around this sexual experience. And I remember even a year or two later, I was just like, I can't get over this. Like, every time I would think about it, I would cry. Every time I would think about it, I would just try to ignore it or feel so ashamed of it. And I felt, for a long time, I felt that I wasn't even worthy of a relationship with a good man because of the way that I allowed myself to be treated by a different man. And that is so sad, right? That's so sad that version of ourselves is crying out for help, and the way that I'm meeting that scared and didn't know her worth little girl version of me, I'm meeting her with shaming her and not understanding her and not holding her and kind of turning my back on her, and that's where I'm meeting her. And the way to heal and alchemize these experiences, and the way that I did it, was, for example, this one experience where I felt an incredible amount of shame around, I literally just realized that I was shaming myself when that version of me needed so much compassion and so much love and so much understanding. And I just sat with that experience and I wrote it all out. And then I just cried for that version of me that, you know, allowed a man to treat her poorly, that allowed a man access to her body when he did not deserve it at all. And I gave that version of me so much understanding and so much love and so much unconditional compassion, unconditional understanding, unconditional love. I showered that experience and that version of me that experienced that in so much understanding and love that the experience naturally alchemizes and the shame falls away. Because when you're shaming yourself, you're telling yourself, you're allowing outside forces like society or other men or whatever to, they're already shaming you, like, from this outside space. So don't you want to be the safe space for your inner self, right? Don't you want to be that protector? You have to be the masculine protector for yourself, if you want to be met with that on the outside. And I think so much of the reason that we carry a lot of shame from our experiences is we think that a man won't accept us or accept these experiences, right? And I actually saw a quote the other day, and it was basically saying that, like, you know, a man wants a valuable man, right? A valuable man who is deeply in his divine masculine energy, who's committed to himself and working through his own traumas and his own issues. He wants you in your power, so he will accept and bless everything that it took you to get there. And to me, that quote is so true. Experiencing that from my man and also seeing how accurate that is for other women, if you find a truly valuable man, or if that man finds you, he wants you in your power. So he is accepting of anything that it took to get you there. It's like this other quote where it's like, what may be tea to you is testimony for me. Like, you can't hold anything against me. That's testimony for me. Like, I love myself and all of my experiences, and I don't shame myself for any of my experiences. So you can't shame me either. And I think that that's kind of the issue, because so the quote before says he wants you in your power, but are you in your power? So that's the thing. So many women, they feel all this shame. And who, if you feel shame about an experience, to you, it makes sense that somebody else would shame you as well. So when you shame yourself, that's the frequency that you're resting on. And so when somebody else matches you in that, it doesn't feel out of the ordinary for you. So for example, if you carry a lot of shame about your past experiences and you feel that you're not worthy because of your past experiences, you're going to resonate with somebody that feels the same exact way, which is going to reinforce for you that you're not worthy, which is kind of what trauma bonds and what all relationships are. They resonate with you on the frequency that you're at yourself. So if you're calling in relationships that whatever, that they feel this way about you or they feel that way about you, that's how you feel about yourself. Because first of all, if you didn't feel that way about yourself, you wouldn't allow it. And then second of all, to allow it, you have to some way feel about that way about yourself. So if you want a man who truly accepts all parts of you and accepts your past and doesn't shame you, you have to not shame yourself and get into your power so that a man who wants a woman in her power resonates with you. Because otherwise, and when you get into your power, you're not going to allow any people to shame you on the outside. I think this is kind of the next step. Like, once you fully sit with your experiences and you accept them and you love them, and there's nothing anyone could ever say to me about my past experiences, about my past sexual experiences, that would waver me in anything. Nobody can shame me. Nobody can make me feel ashamed of them or belittled because of them or whatever, because I am very secure in my past sexual experiences. I feel confident and secure in how beautiful my story is, and I don't feel any shame. So even if somebody is trying to say, like, you know, well, don't da da da, it doesn't resonate with me. It doesn't infiltrate me, because I'm so solid in my alchemization. Is that a word? My alchemization of my experiences. When you truly sit with your experiences and you love them and you sit with that girl version of you, say you were 18 years old, and you sit with that 18-year-old version of yourself and you feel her pain. You can't run away from anything. You have to feel her pain and feel where she was at, and you have to shelter her and allow her to express herself and say how she's feeling. And then you can hold that version and say, I love you. I'm so sorry that you went through that. I'm so sorry that I have abandoned you these last few years when I have not held space for you. I'm so sorry that I've abandoned those experiences and that version of me and that version of you that has kind of left you out in the cold. I've left you outside. Everyone else has shunned you, and I have shunned you too. And I'm so sorry for that. And you turn around and you bring that version of you. That's integration. This is shadow work. You take that version of you and you bring her back into the home. You say, you're welcome here. All of you is welcome here. I'm not ashamed of you. I love you. There's nothing you have done that is irredeemable, or that I don't love you for, all of my experiences, all of your experiences. I'm saying you as in this 18-year-old version of yourself. All of your experiences were all that they were. They were just that. They were sad. They were beautiful. They were, you know, terrifying. They were scary. They were, you shouldn't have gone through that. And so now my responsibility is to hold you and to love you. And that's how you alchemize the experiences. You fully sit with them. If there's experience, sexual experiences that you've had that you feel like you don't, like you intuitively kind of shy away from, those are the ones that you need to go and sit with the most. The ones that you don't want to think about, the ones that you don't really want to sit with, those are the sexual experiences that you need to go and run to and hold those versions of yourself that, you know, experience pain, experience disrespect, experience any of these types of things. And from that space, you can just hold that version of you and you don't need to feel any, and you will no longer feel any shame. It's not that you don't need to, you will not feel any shame any longer when you fully integrate the experiences. The reason that we feel shame is because we haven't integrated the experiences, and therefore we say, we believe that they make us less worthy or something like that. And so when we haven't integrated all of our experiences and all of these parts of ourselves, it makes us feel less worthy. And then because they're not integrated, they're vulnerable. When you don't have your shadow integrated or you don't have your more painful experiences integrated, you're vulnerable. You're easy to be exploited. You're easy to be manipulated because those things can be used against you. If a man, maybe if you genuinely feel like your past makes you unworthy, he may be able to tell you that you're a whore and that, you know, he's the only man that's ever going to love you, and that, you know, he and convince you of these things because he's not convincing you. You already think that. So you're easily able to be manipulated when you are not integrated. So, but if you are integrated, it doesn't even resonate. You're like, what? You're calling me a whore? Are you crazy? Like that's laughable. Like it doesn't even resonate. It's just like, oh my God, we are not aligned if that's how you view women and that's how you view me. So therefore you can't ever talk to me again. See ya. And that's where you're at when you're integrated. But when you're not integrated, you're very vulnerable to bad experiences. And the sad part is that when you're not integrated with your bad experiences, you welcome and you will continue having more bad experiences because you are still on the frequency that you deserve or are having bad experiences, right? So you integrate your shame or your feelings and your experiences that you've had, and you yourself liberate yourself from these experiences by pouring so much love and grace and understanding into them. And then from there, you're totally fine. And then from there, you know, you find a man or a partner who completely values you and values women and values himself and understands that anything that you've ever been through is your testimony and it's a part of your sacred story, and he doesn't shame you and he doesn't you know, think that it makes you less worthy. These are all very misogynistic things, and any man who's in a truly valuable man and has true character is going to be actively anti-misogynistic, and he will not be, you know, pushing misogynistic ideas and constraints onto you. And if he is, then again, he's not a masculine man, he's not a valuable man, he's not a man with integrity or with character. So when you're in your power, you're able to attract someone else who is also in their power. But basically, guys, just love those experiences, love those versions, really just love the version of yourself and pour so much unconditional love and grace and acceptance and understanding into the version of you that had certain experiences. And seriously, don't run from the experiences. Like, sit with, if there's 5 experiences that you've had that make you feel like shit, or if there's 100 experiences that you've had that make you feel like shit, sit with each one and think about each detail as you feel whatever comes up. Allow yourself to feel the pain and the grief, and don't run away from any of it. Allow yourself to feel the pain, feel the grief, feel the shame, feel the sadness, feel the pain that you hold in your body. And give yourself a safe container to feel all of those feelings, journal about them, feel them, cry. That this is the feminine, right? It's feeling, allowing yourself to feel everything, everything that comes up. And when you feel it, give yourself unconditional love and acceptance and grace and say, it's okay that I'm feeling all of these things. I love this version of me. I give so much love and acceptance to this version of me. Please don't, you know, ever run away. You are welcome in my heart. You are welcome in my home. You are welcome in my story. I love this part of my story. This is my testimony. This is my testimony. That made me cry. But yeah, like, this is my testimony. Like, there's so many experiences that women go through, and we carry so much pain in our bodies and in our wombs and in our experiences and in our stories. And the most powerful thing that you can do is love those experiences and not shame yourself and alchemize all of that pain into power, literally. And from there, women, when you reclaim yourself, that's reclaiming your womanhood. That's reclaiming yourself. That's stepping out of victimhood and stepping into embodiment. And when you go into that place, you are so powerful and you're in the frequency of divinity. And that's the place that you want to be. And so yeah, guys, that's how you move. That's how you forgive yourself or don't feel shame for past sexual experiences. When you realize you don't need to forgive yourself, when you realize all you need to do is hold yourself, that's how you alchemize these experiences and don't feel shame anymore. It all starts with you, and then you will be met with that frequency outside of yourself as well, because it will be unacceptable for you to receive any other outside frequency, like from a man or something. It won't even resonate, and you will have strong boundaries. And so it's going to be like, if you don't respect and honor my story, you are not worthy and valuable enough to be around me. So you've got to go. So yeah, guys, anyway, I love you, and I hope this episode was helpful, and I just hope that all of the women listening to this can hold themselves so much through all of their experiences and realize that nothing that's ever been done to your body or that you've ever experienced with your body could ever make you any less worthy or valuable or beautiful. Like, no, and it's crazy because these experiences that women go through, it's like we 99% of the time, like, we're not doing, all we're doing is just receiving disrespect. And somehow we internalize that as there's something wrong with us. Isn't there something wrong with the actual oppressor or the person who is treating you poorly? And there's nothing wrong with the girl who was treated poorly. There's something wrong with the person who's treating her poorly, right? But for some reason, we internalize that because we were treated poorly or allowed, you know, men to touch us that weren't worthy or whatever, that we're somehow less valuable, which is so crazy. So no experiences that you've had can ever make you less valuable or less worthy. And your womanhood and your body is so sacred. And when you remember that, you don't allow men to touch you who are not worthy of you, because you remember how sacred and literally anciently sacred that you are. But the version of you that didn't remember that, that's the version of you that needs the most love. So stop leaving her outside of your home, aka your like unintegrated space in your psyche. Like, stop leaving that version of you that was in pain or that experienced disrespectful sexual situations. Don't leave her out in the rain. Bring her home, call her back in, and open the door for her and hug her and welcome her and embrace her and kiss her all over and say, you are worthy, you are valuable, your experiences are valid, and I love you and I hear you and I will sit with you. If nobody else will sit with you, I will sit with you and I will hear you and I will hold space for you and I will never judge you. If anybody else judges you, you can know for sure that I will never judge you. And that's what you have to say to these versions of yourself, and that's how you alchemize these experiences. So Yeah, guys, definitely an emotional episode because even just feeling the pain of like all women that we all go through is just on a collective level, it's just so sad. Sometimes I just cry out for all of the women that are just still in that space, that they're just in this forgotten space where they have forgotten how sacred they are and they're allowing all of these experiences. And I just cry out and I just try to send so much love to them, but really to just be that love myself and to be that example myself to call more women home. And that's what all of us can do. We can all be, once we give that to ourselves, we can show up in the world as that and extend that to our sisters. So, wow, this episode is like so like, yeah, just really emotional. And also this applies to like any past relationships where you were disrespected or anything like that. But yeah, guys, I love you so much. And like I said, now I'm crying. But if you want to book a coaching session with me, you can book through my website, which is victoriadeval.com. And you guys can subscribe to my YouTube. My first episode is going to be about celibacy. And you guys can follow my TikTok and my Instagram. And also, guys, interact with my sponsored posts on TikTok and Instagram, specifically TikTok, because it's really helpful for me and it's like one of my streams of income. So if you guys, you know, love me, then when I'm posting like sponsored stuff, can you guys just comment? Literally, I had a girl the other day and she was like, I love you, girl. So I'm going to comment on all, she said this on one of my TikTok posts, and she's like, I'm going to comment on all your sponsored posts. And she went and commented on all my sponsored posts. It was so cute. But anyway, guys, all right. I love you and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.